Hello and welcome to the Expansion Room. I'm your host, Siobhan Larice, and I'm glad that you're back and returning with us. Today's topic is a lot about fall and how I usually approach coming into this season of cooling temperatures and shorter days. In our online community, also called the Expansion Room, our topic of the month is Root to Rise. And the idea being, and it's not a term that I created, it's been kind of floating around for some time. And the idea is about turning your attention more inward and engaging in practices that feel grounding, stabilizing, and restorative so that you have the energy and capacity to rise up for whatever challenge comes your way or projects that might be on the table for you, or transition periods that might be presenting themselves in your life. So I was supposed to have a guest with me today, my colleague, but she had an emergency, so she will not be joining us for this conversation. But she is active also in the community, and so if you choose to investigate the expansion room on the Circle platform, you will see her also engaging in these conversations. So grounding practices can help us stabilize our nervous system. And in some previous episodes, we talked about the ways that our nervous system can get hijacked, particularly by stress, keeping us in fight, flight, or freeze when we need more of relax and rest, rejuvenation, restoration, and digest. And when we're actively engaging in grounding practices, we can activate more of that relax and restore side of our nervous system, which is called the parasympathetic nervous system. It helps us when we're in that space, so that creativity can flow. Problem solving can be more easily accessed. When we're in that rest, relax, and restore, we also feel more like we have capacity to engage in the things that we might feel are harder to engage in, right? Because you feel like you're a little bit more energized. One of the things about fall, and I love summer. I will put this out there that I love the heat. I love the sun. I love the long days that go into short nights. I'm born in the middle of winter, and so everything about summer speaks to me. For those of you who study Ayurvedic medicine, I have more vata energy, so I am often just cold. And so summer is something that I look forward to every year. But I've noticed something since my early 30s, early to mid 30s, that started to happen without me consciously doing anything, was that come fall, usually about now, October, my energy starts to slow down. As in, I don't get out as much, right? Because in summer, I am more outward facing, engaging with my world, traveling, visiting with friends, hanging out with friends. I tend to actually meditate less in the summertime, just by this natural energy that I have, and I will journal less. But come October, I notice that my energy starts to slow down a bit. I desire to stay home more, and I actually begin to engage again in a very daily practice of meditation, journaling or some other mindfulness practice, like getting on my yoga mat. And I started to notice this in my 30s and started to lean into it a little bit more and noticed that when I engage in such practices much more consciously and regularly, that it seemed to set me up better for the colder months. So some episodes ago, we talked about preparing for winter, particularly the shorter days and colder temperatures, which lead to seasonal affective disorder for a lot of people. And in that episode, we talked about getting out into the sunshine every morning for a walk or every evening for a walk. So it helps reset your circadian rhythm. And we talked about engaging in mindfulness practices that almost are designed to shore up your personality, your mood, your energy for the colder, darker months. And so for me, it's like this natural thing that automatically starts where I'm seeking out more of an inward focused, intentional focus that starts my day. And in doing so, I feel more grounded. And since winter is not my jam, I want to really feel as much of a grounding sense of being as I move through it as I possibly can. So when we think about grounding, and this is like the season of rooting, right? I often think about trees. The really big trees have deep, long, and wide roots. So, as big as a tree is, often you can find that their roots are almost as big underground. And that's what I am inviting here in this conversation is a way to get rooted in who you are. Rooting also takes on another aspect besides stepping into maybe more mindfulness practices, but consciously noticing the ways that you want to slow down and maybe turn inward for you. And honoring those things for yourself. So maybe it is doing less, whether that's at work, whether that's in your personal life, whether that's in your social life. But if there's this call for you to be more nestled up on your couch under a blanket with hot chocolate, then honor that rather than being out and about, right? Or if there's a call to begin your day with that early morning walk with a nice big sweater or jacket on in the sunshine, honor that. If prayer or meditation or journaling is calling you at this point, heed that, listen to that, because that is something within you that is beckoning or calling you to take roots, right? To really allow your roots to grow. There are some practices that we'll talk about today that help in this process of rooting, but that's the start of it, right? It's the slowing down, it's the turning inward, it's the doing the practices that stabilize your nervous system and supports you in your growth. And you're rising into your full expansion. The meaning for me when I think about rooting is like getting stable so that I can shoot upward. In autumn, if you're in an area where autumn is now, in the northern hemisphere, you notice that the trees are starting to turn, right? They turn beautiful, vibrant colors, and then shed their leaves, and they turn dormant. They turn inward so that they actually, the nature around us, takes rest in a lot of ways. And so that is what I feel like we are called to do. We are part of nature. We're not outside of nature. So if you feel those longings, start to listen to those. One of the things that I've also noticed at this time of year is that I tend to do a lot more reading. I can finish books a little bit more easily at this time of year than I do in the summertime, late spring, early, and through the summer, early fall. And so that's another way to start to feel grounded, especially depending on what you're reading, right? Being intentional about what you're reading. And so one of the practices that I mentioned is meditation, or getting on your yoga mat, prayer, any of these things, walking in the sunlight. But there's another practice that helps people to feel grounded in their bodies, in their physical bodies, that I think is really key. And I used to use it a lot in therapy with clients. And I'm starting to like reuse it again. We have an upcoming women's retreat in which we'll probably offer this practice as well. And it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding practice or grounding breath practice. So I'll offer it to you here and see if you can apply it in your life, where you feel like it would be helpful. So take a moment, take a seat. And once you're seated, allow yourself to take a slow, deep breath. Inhaling to the count of four. And exhaling to the count of six. And just check in with yourself for that moment. Pause. And then notice five things that you can see in the room where you're seated. Whether shapes, colors, items, lights, just notice five things you can see. And then notice four things that you can touch immediately in your vicinity. Maybe the chair you're sitting on, maybe if there's a table nearby, something on that table, your clothing on your skin, even the air across your skin. Now notice three things that you can hear. Distinct sounds in your room, your own breath, maybe the hum of the heating or cooling system where you're seated, or even subtle background noises. And then notice two things that you can smell. Something that you can smell in your room, whether you have just the smell in the air, candles, a hint of the tea or coffee. If you have your window open, what's the smell wafting into the room? Just two things you can smell. Maybe your own perfume or cologne. And finally, notice one thing that you can taste. And even if it's just the taste of this moment, just notice. And then go ahead and take one more deep inhale in and a long, slow exhale out. And that is the practice. Just notice how you feel after doing that practice. And we'll take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about grounding and how to rise. Come on back.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the expansion room, where today we are talking about rooting to rise. And we just completed a brief exercise that was grounding, called the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding breath practice. And hopefully you noticed within yourself a shift if you worked with that practice with me. And so we'll go on to talk about how we honor our roots, right? And so there are practices like that one that we can do. Meditation, breath work, prayer, reading, things that we can do on a regular basis to help us feel more grounded in our bodies, more grounded or centered to this earth. But we can also talk about the importance of acknowledging and honoring our roots, whether that's cultural traditions, spiritual traditions, values, ancestry, and even more importantly, I think, is the wisdom of our own bodies. Most of us in the West have been raised to ignore our intuition, so to speak, especially those born in female or women's bodies, to just flat out ignore that little gut instinct, that little inner voice that tells you something. And then we wonder why in adulthood we struggle to make life decisions. But we've been culturally taught to just ignore the intuition or the inner voice. But that inner voice is powerful and there for a reason. And so when we can honor our roots, that includes the wisdom of our bodies, that inner voice and our own intuition, we can step more easily into our own power and rise more fully or expand more fully into the person, the creator we're meant to be in our lives. So thinking about how we become disconnected from our roots is something to really pay attention to. Because it leads to stress, and as we know, stress has a detrimental effect on our health, burnout, instability, and this sense for a lot of people of feeling lost, feeling like they don't really have a purpose to move forward with in their lives. And when we don't have a sense of purpose, life becomes very much so mundane, about routine, and dare I say, boring. But when we have a sense of purpose, the thing that makes us want to get out of bed, right? Because we love it, we love to engage in it, then that helps to keep us connected, helps to keep us moving, helps to keep life interesting, and to help us put out something into the world that is helpful, life-changing, right? And so when we don't have that sense of connection to ourselves, all of that can be lost. So when we think about rooting or honoring our roots, with certain practices, this could be how we journal or use journal prompts in order to bring that into focus for ourselves. Mindful movement, rituals. I'm a huge fan of ritual. Rituals are something that we do to bring us back to ourselves. We can do a ritual as simple as your morning ritual. You get up in the morning, you turn off your alarm, you head downstairs, you turn on the coffee, and you have your first cup. For most people, there's nothing really spiritual about that, but yet it is a ritual. Most of us have a nighttime routine that includes brushing our teeth, probably washing our face, putting on our PJs, going to bed at a certain hour. It is a ritual. When we can build in conscious rituals with the intention of reconnecting to ourselves, rituals become powerful. They honor the origin of who we are and ourselves, right? I think of a ritual called release and fire renewal. When there's something in your life, maybe something from your childhood, a trauma or an event that happened that was negative that you realize comes to the forefront for healing and release. The process of writing it down on paper, pen and paper, and folding it, putting it in a bowl or container, and setting it on fire, and allowing that smoke to carry whatever that was away, allowing you to release it from your heart, right? And so another way to honor your roots is to have an altar, an ancestral altar in your home of the ancestors that you know or know of. For most people, and that's in their blood lineage, but it could be also those who are not directly in your blood lineage, but that you honor, right? There's something about them and the connection that you have with them that helps to raise you up. And so having an altar is another. You would have to think about for yourself, what rituals would you want to bring into place, into your life? I used to have a client many years ago who was not that connected to family ancestry until she started asking questions. Right. We were having a session one day and I said, hey, how about you talk to you, your grandmother, your older aunties, find out a little bit more about your family history. And she was able to find out a lot of things. And one of those things was just culturally, where her lineage came from, which was in Europe. And she found out a practice that her ancestors used to do that really spoke to her. And she started doing that. And it added so much to her life. There was another practice that she came up with. I don't think it was ancestral, but it was listening to her own wisdom of her body. She had a garden, and she would go out after a good rain to the muddiest part of her garden, take off her shoes, and just bury her feet in the mud. She felt rooted and grounded in those moments, and it did so much for her mood. But she listened, right, inwardly to her body's whispers of what it needed, right? And so that's how we honor our roots. That's how we can bring that grounding into day-to-day activity. One other thing that I want to invite you all as listeners to do is to reflect, right? Making time for these kinds of practices also means you make time for self-reflection. And this would be a reflection that you can write down in your journal. And it's almost like it's basically a journal prompt. It's asking yourself, where do I come from? Right? Some of that can be literal DNA bloodline, but it may not be. It might be just cultural. It could be spiritual or religious, or the values that were held in the community that you were raised in. Where do I come from? What are the values that give me my foundation of growth? What are the values that give me my foundation of growth? So, taking time to reflect more deeply on how to honor your roots and practicing these grounding practices can help you get to a place where you feel like you feel more stable and can rise from wherever you are. So we're about to take our next break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about rising, right? Rising into expansion. So come on back and join me.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the expansion room, and let's talk a little bit about rising into expansion, rising into being the creator of your life that you were meant to be. So doing these kinds of practices, when you are feeling like you're creating space consistently and going into these practices consciously, they support your authentic growth and they help you to know who you are. When you feel more grounded, you can rise with clarity, you can rise with confidence, and with purpose. So we talk about, like, there's this saying that the deeper you ground, the higher you rise, when you talk about rooting to rise. And it's really about intentionality. It's really about not allowing yourself to be surface level with the work and the practices that you do. It's about really taking the time to go deep, really taking the time to go inward, whether that's with the journal prompts, the grounding practices, and the honoring your roots practices. And the more you do those things consistently and the deeper you go, the higher you expand, kind of like trees, right? Like we talked about in the first segment. And you begin to grow personally, spiritually, and professionally. So a lot of the work I do, especially on the therapy side, people are coming for personal growth, right? To work out maybe some issues from their past, their childhood, want to understand themselves or their families better so that they can then move forward from that point. When I'm working with people on the coaching side, there is usually a business or a career involved in their desire to come for coaching, right? And it's still personal growth. Right? There are things that we have to do for ourselves as individuals in order for us to be able to grow personally, spiritually, and professionally. Right? And so the commitment has to be there for ourselves to really do that inner work so that we can expand and rise outwardly, so that we connect more freely and more from a space of love in our personal lives with our family, partners, friends, and we feel more connected to the divine, God, source, higher power, whichever term works for you, and so that we can move our businesses or our careers forward in a way that honors the values that we hold dear, right? And bring about expansion, bring about something into the community that is helpful and useful and needed, and continue to expand in doing so. Some of the realizations that I've had in working with people on the career side, the coaching side, is that many of us want a blueprint. Tell me what to do to make my business grow. Tell me what to do to shift things in my career, right? Most of us who are business owners or career oriented are very good at putting things into place that we know work so that we can move forward. What I quickly learned when I became a conscious business owner was that the work wasn't necessarily for my business, but it was more for me, the individual. How do I shift my mindset? How do I get to a place where I can feel my most creative? How do I see myself in the role as not only business owner, but CEO of an actual business? I had to work on me. I had to ground and allow myself to go inward to really know who I am in order to then step forward in a bigger way in my business and work with a more diverse population of client as a coach and as a therapist. And so that for me has been my expansion. And when I work with people on the coaching side, that is where I start, is with them, with the person. What is the growth that needs to happen personally in your life so that you can expand spiritually and expand professionally? So that is in large part the process. So some of the practical tools that I have often used with people is, particularly for business, is this problem solving, right? This noodling that a lot of entrepreneurs might be doing on a problem. And we will think something over and over again, almost to the point of rumination. Sometimes people are still thinking about it in their sleep. What I know, and I think what researchers know now, is that you can think about a problem to death, basically, and you might not get a solution. You might not get a creative solution or even a solution that will work until you allow yourself to take a step back, right? To take a step back, ground in the present moment, and then just allow your mind for a moment to be offline. So that could literally look like you turning off your phone, or at least putting it on mute. You sitting down and doing, say, that 5-4-3-2-1 grounding practice in a park somewhere, on your deck looking out at your backyard, right? Or in your living room looking out the window at whatever scenery you may have. And not thinking necessarily about the problem, but allowing your mind to expand in a way that I believe it was called like daydreaming. Einstein had a term for it, and it's missing it right now, blanking on it. But Einstein, Nikola Tesla, and some of the great thinkers of our past used to allow there to be space and time to just be, to what we would call daydream, right? And the solution to the problem that you've been noodling on can, in that space, arise almost out of nowhere. But we, in our modern day, do not allow ourselves enough time for that relaxation of our brain to move from left brain to right brain, to get into that parasympathetic, relaxed state so that we can create, we can have creative problem solving. But that's some of the work that I do with my coaching clients. is to teach them how to create spaces like that for themselves so that they can have creative problem-solving moments. For some people, they're more able to do that with microdosing. And if they're microdosing and then have that quiet moment where they're sitting out and looking at nature, it is a process for them that's a little bit easier. Either way, we've got to give ourselves space and time to just freely daydream. Allow ourselves almost to be like kids again, where we just allow thoughts to run and be relaxed about it. Not beating ourselves up about it, saying, oh, I should be doing something else. No, this is a time for expansion. We have to reframe that, right? Allowing space for that creative thought process to be and to rise. And that is part of how we shift personally, spiritually, but in fact, professionally. So that's some of the work on the coaching side that I do. But when we think about this rising that we want to have, we need to make space for it. But it starts with those practices that we talked about in the first two segments, so that you can make space for this rise of clarity, rise in confidence, rise in purpose. So we are about to take our next break. And so when we come back, we'll talk about how to integrate these things into daily life, how to bring forth these practices, shifts and changes, transitions in our daily life. So come on back.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hello and welcome back. This is our last segment of Root to Rise. And we have talked about grounding practices that we can engage in that help us to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, rest, restore, relax, digest side of our nervous system so that we can rise more consistently in our lives to the challenges in our personal lives, spiritually and professionally. And some of those practices are like the meditation, prayer, grounding practices like the 5-3-2-1 practice that we did earlier, as well as getting out in nature, doing the things that we've been talking about over some of the episodes for this show. and helping us to then, when we are grounded, to be able to then access more readily our values, right? From that stable place, we're no longer feeling stressed. We can access our values, tune into our traditions that really feed our soul, and know the ancestral roots to those traditions. And in doing so, knowing who we are, we can then move from that space of grounding to rise to whichever occasion that might be presenting itself in that moment. And so when we're able to do these things consistently and consciously, we live a more authentic life, a more authentic way of being, run more authentic businesses as well. And so in the community called the Expansion Room, which we have hosted on the Circle platform, we are just starting to talk about this kind of thing, right? Our topic this month is Root to Rise. And it really is, what are your practices that you engage in on a daily basis? Are you setting time aside, whether that's just 15 minutes or you feel like you have more time for that, to start your day from a space that is conscious of the choices that you make? And so that can be any practice that you feel resonates for you. And it doesn't have to be the same practice every day. But the goal here is to ground yourself so that you're starting not from fight, flight, or freeze in your day, but you're starting from a rested, restored, relaxed place to then move into your day, right? And so taking any of these practices and honoring your roots through those practices, and then turning to the challenges. What is my day looking like, right? What do I have on my plate? Do I just have work, or are there family obligations in this day that need to also be taken into consideration? Is my schedule tight, or does it feel loose and give me some wiggle room, right? And if you're looking at your day from this place of rest, then it probably won't feel nearly as stressful as if you are looking at your schedule from a space of fight, flight, or freeze. It gives you a different perspective to start your day. And when we can set our intention on our day, that you are intending to have a good day, you are intending to have a peaceful day, you are intending to have a day that feels purposeful, right? Whatever it is that comes up for you, you move into it with more conscious awareness, more present-centered focus. And you can then achieve anything, solve any problem, and complete all the tasks that need to be done. But you're starting from a place where you feel rooted and grounded so that you can rise to the occasion of your day. And so I invite you to really think about what your schedule looks like, what your days look like, especially as we're transitioning through fall. How do you want to shift into this season? How do you want to ground for these coming weeks? How do you want to honor your inner wisdom that you already have so much wisdom within you already is there. And I or anyone else don't even have to tell you. You just have to tap into it. Pause, ground, and listen for it. Your body, your heart will tell you what you need. And so setting yourself up for success for these weeks that we're transitioning through fall with your practices and see how they affect your personal life, your spiritual life, and your professional life, right? Now, so we have some really cool things coming up for this season. As I mentioned, we just started the online community of the same name, the Expansion Room, hosted on the Circle platform. And it's a space for purpose-driven people who want to be able to connect with one another and have these kinds of conversations, as well as to not feel like they're kind of alone in the world having these kinds of thoughts and practices in their life. And we're also hosting a women's retreat where the retreat will have this theme. The idea of taking 2 days to step away from day-to-day life, to slow down and be a little bit more inward focused, to ground, and then to come out of that retreat with a sense of purpose, rejuvenation, feeling like you can rise to the occasion. So if you're, and it's a women's retreat. And so if you're interested in either the online community or that retreat, you can go to the-expansion-room.circle.so and check us out. See if this is a space that feels like it resonates for you to connect with more like-minded people. And if the retreat speaks to you, then definitely check that out. If you have questions, there are spaces in there that you can ask those questions, and myself or my other moderator can answer those questions for you. It has been a pleasure to talk about this subject, because this is the turning point for me every year is October to turn more inward. So I'm grateful that I could share these ideas and thoughts and practices with you. So thank you for joining me on the Expansion Room. And I hope that something that I shared today resonates for you. Remember, the deeper you root, the higher you rise. And if you continue your journey with consistency and consciousness, you will continue to grow and expand into the person you're already meant to be, the creator in your own life. So come back and join us next week. And I'd invite you to like, share, and subscribe on any platform that you're listening or hearing or seeing this. Thank you.
Uplift, educate, empower.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.